Welcome to everyone. Welcome in the realm of sages. So last evening like questions has been asked and now sage is answering and he is saying sarva mevev hi sada sansare raghunandan samyak prayuktat sarven paurushat sam vapyate. And Sage is saying that this will apply to all times. Also in the past, also in the future, that in this world, like what he means to say that in this world there is no time when people are not seeking. Also there has been no time when people has not been seeking. Also he's saying there will not be a time when people are not seeking, you know, like it's like a, it's the like part of us, that some of us have to be put up with, you know, with Indian matrices, you know, and kind of like it. He's saying like a this is like all times it happens, you know, the humans cannot be without, like maybe correct will be like some humans cannot be without search. And another thing he is saying, samyak prayuktat paurushat. And appropriate implementation of effort will make it happen. And you know, <it's laughs> appropriate implementation of effort. Purushat, you know, like so probably, you know, samyak prayuktat, implementation, you know, like, you know, you have to implement it, and paurushat, you know, like making effort. So probably, you know, he's giving these three keys, you know, samyak, appropriate. So like generally, obstacle in seeking is our mind. Like generally, you know, like, you know, somebody's mind could be very, very helpful, but that is very exception, you know. But generally, obstacle is our mind, and probably, I think. You know, to explain what will be samyak on the level of mind, I think I have to go into a story, and story is like it's in old age when kings used to have armies of like horses and elephants, no, not these days, kind of. So a king has to choose like head of his horse army. So what he did, like 1 year before, he bought 7 good new horses and put them, whatever that is called, like where horses live.
Pasture,
yeah, like whatever that is, yeah. And then really giving them like really good food and no training at all, kind of like, you know, like none of them, so that horses can be as wild as they can. And of course, like after 1 year, he kind of advertised that there are these 7 horses, I need 7 people who can train them, and somebody who will be the best trainer will be appointed head of the army. Certainly, like 7 people, you know, like I think many people wanted to be head of army, so of course 7 people signed for this, and like a he has given 7 days, that 7 days you could be with the horse, and after 7 days you come with your kind of reports. So certainly, like people chose their horses, and kind of as soon as they were on the horse, like the people, you know, really, almost horses didn't care that somebody is on my kind of back, you know, because they really, so far they have become so wild that there was no care at all. They really ran, you know, kind of, and so people on the back of horse, they really tried, you know, to control, but somehow it didn't work. And at the end of 7 days, like even by the end of 6th day, some people like with, you know, with hurt bodies, also horses hurt, like started to come back. And by the morning of 7th day, you know, 6 horses, including the men, with blood and all those things, you know, came back. And so certainly, everyone thought that the seventh one, you know, certainly died, you know, both of them, because otherwise this person would also have been coming back. So, because time was like sunset was known, because probably no watches has been, you know, so sunset was the time when this person, everyone has to come back. So, before sunset, certainly this person walked with friendly horse, like really listening, horse really listening. And everybody was kind of like somehow, I think, astonished, you know, like how, and they really wanted to know the story, like how it happened. And I think the story, what he told, is really very, very, like, makes sense. Because when I see the nature of horse, probably nature of mind, probably we have all seven horses together, you know, like the nature of, like, you know, there, this person has to train only one horse. And somehow we have to train seven horses, somehow, and really wild one. So, so he told that actually, in the beginning 4 days, like, I just was on the back of horse, not doing anything, you know, allowing horse to really run wherever it wants to, you know, like, let me, like, I just allowed horse 4 days to go wherever it wants to go. And of course, in the evening when horse is tired, you know, like, I will get down and, you know, kind of like do little massage, you know, like make a, try to make a love relation. And said, like, by the fourth day, we started to have a love relation, kind of like little bit. And fifth day, kind of horse listened little bit, you know, allowed me to be on the back, like somehow, and listened me little. And of course, I only, as long as horse listened, I make changes. But when horse was not listening, I was accepting, kind of, even in the fifth day. Sixth day, same thing. And by seventh day, we became friends, like really friends. So probably, like, if we can also work with our mind, you know, generally what happens that we find our mind, you know, fantasizing, say, you know, like it's like really doing kind of like its own way. So if we can be somehow absent, you know, be, but absent. And certainly there comes a time that fantasies finish somehow, you know, they really seems not finished, but somehow they finish also. So when they finish, maybe just meeting mind lovingly and not saying much, you know, like generally what happens, we scold, like, you know, we start kind of almost beating, you know, okay, you know, how you can do this, you know, without my permission. And actually mind never asks our permission, you know, just keeps on. So I think what Sage is saying, samya, means really friendly way of allowing mind to be tired. And once mind is, like, generally fantasies end when mind is tired. So when mind is tired, you know, give a loving look to mind, you know, not a scolding look, otherwise, you know, it will find another way. So really giving a very nice, loving look, and probably Probably, you know, as this man was friendly with hers, probably we will be able to be friendly with mine. And once mind is friendly, it's very easy to implement our techniques, like whatever we need to do. And another thing, third thing, sage is saying that it's an effort which really allows you to end in the state where seeking is not, like where you find yourself probably resting or like generally, we find ourselves being a manager of life. Kind of, like generally, like if we really look, like we are trying to manage our life so that I can live. Like generally, like life is like that. And what happens when seeking is not? Probably you live life like somehow. So kind of like not being any more manager of life, but really living the life. So Sage is saying that happens by loving relationship with mind, implementation of techniques, and making efforts as much as it is needed. Not like generally when we plan to make to practice. Like also we plan, I'm going to practice this week, generally, like sometimes we say, I'm going to practice, for this weekend, and then we say, sometimes, like when we have more time, we say, I'm going to practice for this week. And then sometimes we say, I'm going to practice 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, with the plan. There is also a time limit with the plan of practice. There is also a time limit, I'm going to give myself 1 month. And what he says is saying, like, Paurushat is like a continuous effort as long as it takes. You really cannot plan it. So, loving relation with your life and with your mind, as well as implementation of techniques and continuity as long as it takes. Like these are the three maybe basic platforms on which one will have probability to live life, not manage, you know. One will resign from the job of being manager and really accept being master. So Sage is saying that's how mastery on life is found. So any questions, please? Yeah, like the first thing is like loving relation with your mind. Second thing is implementation of like your way, your practices. And third thing, not to plan time, you know, give time as long as it takes. Like, you know, continuity. So next one, he is talking little more about same things. Ut sastram sastritam cheti dvidham paurusham smritam tatros sastra manvarth paramarthaye sastritam. And now he's saying implementation of techniques. Like he's saying, certainly techniques are not understood. Like it's not that you understand techniques. So some point they will be adopted. Like, you know, you have to adopt via a teacher, via a book. And knowing for sure that you don't understand them. Like there will be time that techniques will be without understanding. And he's saying like, certainly you have to implement them. Like if you try to that, you know, I will implement only when I understand. So saying like it's, you are never going to understand, because understanding comes only via making wrong efforts, kind of. Like he's saying like, you know, if you try to implement them as much as you understand, slowly technique will blast, you know, understanding. Maybe not blast, you know, like maybe whispering or something, or even sometimes it a kind of a blast, you know, suddenly understanding comes. So really not try to understand it proper, but try to practice, and practice will keep on refining your understanding about the technique. And tatro sastra मन अर्थाय परमार्थाय शास्त्रितम. एंड स्लोली स्लोली लाइक द रियल टेक्सचर ऑफ टेक्निक विल बी अंडरस्टूड लाइक स्लोली स्लोली काइंड ऑफ. And when that texture of technique will be understood, like suddenly, like he's saying, like you will be kind of feeling gratitude towards the books, towards the, like then only you, like when you really understand, then only kind of like you know the, like what is behind, like you know how important that has been. So saying like certainly love to books, love to teacher will appear only when you really understand the texture of that. अबाल्य दल मध्यस्थै शास्त्र सत्संग आदिभिः गुणैः पुरुष यत्नेन स्वार्था संप्राप्यते यतः. And certainly he's saying like some people like actually what he's trying to describe that some people already have a refined understanding. Some people like you know in a group of people some people understand same thing differently, other people understand same thing differently. So saying like that is because of they have made effort before, and this is why some people can understand like deeply and other cannot understand. So what is he is advising that keep on being with like-minded people and slowly slowly you will grow towards that understanding. And gunai purush yatnai, and because of your efforts you will be able to grasp qualities like this. Like generally like this grasping of quality, like it's you know like we like generally we have this ability to to meet people. And their like personality, like level, like when we meet somebody, it's like the somehow personality, perceiving personality. And Sage is saying like slowly you will be able to not the personality but the qualities, like the you will be able to grasp the qualities of people. And then like, you know, there is like generally like in life there is a clash between personalities, like, you know, like different people having different personalities, and they really react to each other. And here Sage is saying like via practices one can reach to meet on quality level, not personality level, and then this clash will not be found. You know, there will be like even if personalities are like, you know, 36, you know, kind of like going other way around, still meeting will happen. So saying that via these, like, via practices, via attending like-minded people, there will be like a change in the grasping, like, you know, like you will grasp qualities.
By quality, do you mean like essence?
Yeah, like the more like, you know, what you carry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, generally, it's not only personality what I carry, you know, like, you know, are like, there are like qualities, like behind the personality. Also, everyone carries, like everyone is full of qualities, you know. Actually, it's not only personality, you know, it's like humans are really fragrance of qualities. And because of this clash of personality, like, you know, we really also miss the qualities, you know, like this meeting on the quality. And say this thing like by really being with like-minded people, practicing, somehow ability to meet quality level, then it doesn't matter like what you say, you know, like you could be abusing me and I could be so much joining, like enjoying your essence that, you know, I must like I almost not hear that you are able to, you know, that happens, like when you really fall in qualities, they are so important that nothing else matters, you know, like it's like. So he's saying like slowly, but everything is saying like yatnen, you know, like nothing will be given to you, like, you know, I think also so far LSD has not worked, you know, so far, like the all these pills, so far they have not been able to, like, you know, maybe they give like for how many hours, maybe 8 hours or kind of like, I probably, you know, 8-10 hours or 24 hours kind of samadhi, but not. So, but every time he says like yatnen, you know, like you really have to make effort for this, you know. It's not that some Baba sitting here will say, ah, okay, do hand like this, like Sai Baba, and you will be able to get it, you know. Like, this is not it. He's saying like, yatnen, by making only effort, one really reach within, in the qualities, and then the whole realm of quality is open, and then like a different way of kind of like a relationship other than the personality, you know, happens. Any questions, please?
So is it possible to attached with these qualities, is it possible to abuse someone else?
Abuse someone else?
Like the other way around?
Yeah, other way around. I think you will be in, like, you know, if you are busy, like, say, like, with your coffee, like, good coffee, you know, I think it's very difficult to abuse in that time, you know. Like, you will say, okay, let me, you know, let me enjoy my coffee and then I will talk to you, kind of. Probably this much you can say, let me enjoy my qualities and later I will talk, you know. This is not right time. So I think that way, you know, if any abuse comes, it will come that way, you know. Okay, you know, come at 11, then I will be abusive. Get up. And certainly now, again, question is being asked, and he's saying, Praktanam vasna jalam niyojayati mam yatha mune tathev tishthan kripana kim karom aham. O sage, like my, he's using word praktanam. Praktanam means a repetitive pattern which I have given to my mind already. Like, I know that I have given that to me. And
do you mean created it?
Created, yeah. Like, you know, like the whole like the whole system where mind goes is repetitive because of repetitive. Like some point we repeated it so many times that it found a momentum without us, and this momentum kept on, and that pattern keeps on going. So that they call in Sanskrit praktanam, like a repetitive pattern which I initiated, like I allowed some point, that has taken over me. Now, the questioner is saying, and now, like before, I was implying this repetitive pattern, now I am the implier of that, you know, somehow I, now, repetitive pattern is implying me. You know, I'm the servant of that now. And so saying, Mune tathev trishtham kripana. Kripana means like miser, you know, like I'm really finding me in that situation where repetitive pattern is so strong that almost I'm feeling like very miser to do anything, you know. Like really, I don't find any power to act against it. And so, kim karomi aham, you know. Like I'm really finding me in being implied by my servant, you know. Like, somehow, like I'm the servant of my servant now, and really I don't find any power against that. So what should I do? This is the question from the
teacher. And would that be that we allow this repetitive?
Like, you know, some point in the life, you know, like somewhere, like why, like say, if you remember, like teenager, you know. Like, now you are 16, before you were like 12, 13. You know, big teenager and really being pulled out by things, you know, like kind of like just remember how you became hippie. You know, like just like remembering those pulls. You know, some point in the life, something, it's so important, you know. Like say, when we watch like a 11, 12 year girl, you know, being attracted to things which will be destructive. Like you, now we know that will be destructive for this girl or boy, but doesn't listen, you know, whatever you say. Kind of like it, there is like this impulse in the life where we allow that somewhere. You know, something, some kind of attraction, you know, attraction from within. Something like if you trace anything, you will trace by an attraction to that. Like without attraction, this allowing repetition will not happen. Like the first thing is attraction to that. No, like, you know, some point it's like this, like we allow the attraction to happen. Like some point. Like, you know, I allowed attraction of smoking, you know, like generally, yeah, I remembered, you know, like how, so, like, I was watching, like, you know, one of the older person will come to my house and smoke bidis, like, and etch. So I and my brother, like we were kind of like my brother was younger, brother was like 2 years younger to me, so we will be watching them smoking. And and when they throw away like this. So we'll be trying kind of and somehow like, you know, it was little bitter, so I didn't continue, but my brother continued. So like somehow that way, you know, probably like because of bitterness, you know, I didn't, but my brother is still, you know, smokes a bit, so somehow that way. But at some point, the like smoke coming out of mouth was very annoying. Really attractive to me, you know, like seeing this. So in the in that way, like kind of somewhere we really something. Yeah, like it's no art in this smoke, but it's still it looked like my really good art, you know, like if one can make that, like at that time really that attracted me because how this so some like very stupid, you know, like now I can say, but that time was not stupid, you know. That time I really allowed me to be taken over, you know. So. Because like when I smoke, you know, I really, it was really bitter, you know, for me. Also, for him, it would be bitter, but probably he continued many times, and then bitterness was gone because of the habit. And maybe I didn't continue enough. So it was every time bitter for me.
Is it connected to our qualities? Like, would you say, like, is it maybe connected to your qualities that you...
I will not say, you know, probably like the, just I can remember bitterness, you know, and really feeling like, you know, like really my mouth, you know, not feeling good with that. And this is why. So was nothing about qualities, you know, just the bitterness. And maybe if I would have repeated many times, you know, I think that if bitterness was not there, probably I will be happy to still smoking, you know, like speaking and smoking weed.
On a little bit more serious note.
Yes.
What if one finds that one is enjoying the smoking of BDs, but he realizes that this is not something that he wants to do, and so it becomes a dilemma.
Yeah.
And so, what do you say to that? What do you recommend for that? I mean, I think all of us have, you know, qualities, you know, that we don't like, that we don't want, but somehow we, you know, we keep them.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this is basically also the question from the questioner. You know, saying like I am finding myself in this repetition. In this, like what I started, like he can see that I started this, and still I have no way out. Like, you know, that's what the question is. Like, I think same question as you are saying, same question is being asked by the sage, like, to the sage, saying like, the person is saying that praktanam vasana jalam, you know, because of the... Because I allowed earlier a repetitive pattern in me. Like some point, like I was allowing bidis, you know, like say. Like there was like a time when I was choosing to smoke. But later, smoking has taken over. And now, I feel powerless to stop smoking. And I, like what he's saying, like I'm really finding like almost not imply my power against that. Like he's using word kripana. Kripana means like miser. Miser means somebody who doesn't use the money. So he's saying like I'm finding myself not use my, like even little power which I have, I'm almost finding not use that against my habit. So what should I do? Like this is the question. So I think, you know, the same kind of question. So maybe we wait that sage answers this instead of me answering. Will you prefer that?
I wonder, I mean, the whole thing of addiction in our society is a very serious problem.
Yeah, it's very serious problem.
On all different levels, whether it's BDs, whether it's...
Yeah, anything, yeah. Yeah, it's serious problem, yeah.
Does, in the text, do we see an answer, or do we see this...
You know, certainly, Sage will be taking over this thing. Certainly, he will take over. So, I think in the next class, he will take over. Because his watch keeps on moving, you know. So, sorry.
Is there time for me?
But like at 5, yeah.
Is there time for more questions?
You know, for more questions, yeah, please, yeah.
It seems to me that a lot of the teaching with Open Dharma has to do with getting back to that place of love, of where you fall in love with whatever it is, the pre-Karanda smoke, and somehow walking in a different way with that love. I know. And I guess the other thing I was thinking about was, I mean, one question is, would you agree, or is that seeming like?
Yeah, like, you know, somehow like falling back there in our power.
Right.
Like we can make use of, like somehow we can make use of power against beliefs, against, you know, like that is the place from where like our power lies.
Yeah.
And there, you know, it will be possible from there to really let go of the habitual pattern. So that's why many times we try to ask all of you, you know, to fall into love.
Yeah.
And then, and also, I think we know that love is very powerful.
Because it's very much a part of 12-step teaching to like Alcoholics Anonymous and so forth, to come to a place of understanding powerlessness over the substance, whatever it is. And that somehow the way through that is first to like admit the powerlessness, and then to put your life really in the hands of a power greater than yourself. So the powerlessness, I think that's just a very hard thing. It's a tricky place.
Yeah, it's very tricky place because powerless, you know, generally like I think we have like a say like some, say, conscious, like some power which we are conscious of. So when we feel powerless, it's because we don't see any bigger power behind us. So generally, like in this repetitive pattern, say like 80% of the power, of the conscious power, will be taken over by the repetitive things, and we will be left with only 20. So certainly, feeling the 20, you know, we will feel crippled, we will feel miser. But when we fall back and fall into love, so then there is likely the more power, and then it's possibility to see that, you know, 80 is nothing, you know, 80% of conscious is nothing, you know, like that. You know, it's, I have a lake, you know, within me. So somehow.
What is power?
Power?
And love. What is love?
Like when we act in life, like many times, activities are because of us. Like I do things because of me. And sometimes it happens that I do things in spite of me. If you have any experience like that, and that is love. Like, you know, that I call love, or, you know, whatever, you know. It's, I might be making mistake, you know, but I feel like calling love to that.
Do you think we have to follow that? Also, if it may be crazy?
You know, I think it's like it's a little crazy place, you know, that. So maybe like not follow but leave that, you know, like following, sometimes we can get rid of following, but if we leave, no, I think it's no way out other than that, like, you know, this is, I think, and I think, you know, craziness is the part of life, you know, like if you really look life, no, really look flowers, you know, they are crazy, you know. You know, like, why to come only for a couple of hours, you know? Like, if they have mind like us, you know, probably we will not see flowers, you know. So somehow, like, wherever you look is the craziness, you know. So maybe some quietness.